Tonight is our prayer night. It'll be a little bit different in several ways. We'll be spending a little bit more time focused in prayer. We'll just have a short look at a short passage of scripture tonight, just to set our hearts and minds toward prayer. Then Brother Gary, did he make it yet? He's okay. He's on the horizon. Pastor Gary, most of you know him. He'll be leading our time of prayer tonight. Brother Paul is not here, so we don't have that support that we usually have with the organ. So you're going to have to sing better than you normally do. And we've got our string section ready to go. So it's just a little bit different, but that's okay. We just want to set this time aside. Looking to the Lord, I know that there are many needs that are here that we certainly want to consider. but we know that prayer is not just coming with our requests and a to-do list for God, though He tells us to come with our requests. But we know that prayer is much more than that. And so even in moments maybe of silence while we're waiting on the Lord, we remain in an attitude of prayer. We're going to hear tonight about how our righteousness impacts our prayer life. And so I think even as we begin tonight and some of the songs and times of worship that we may have in the next few minutes, we consider that. God, search my heart. Am I coming to you with clean hands and a pure heart? Can I pray effectual prayers as a righteous man? And so repentance is always a good place to start. So all of these things tonight, as we just wait on the Lord and look to Him, just trust Him to have His way in us and in our meeting. And so let's just believe God together tonight as we come. Lord, we thank You that You have opened up the veil into Your holy presence, and that we can come tonight with a confidence and boldness, not in ourselves, but in Christ. We thank You, Lord, that we can find mercy and grace tonight. We thank You, Lord, that You have promised Your presence to us. Above all, Lord, we want to know You more deeply tonight. Lord, give us faith. Mold us and shape us. God, have Your way. Your will accomplished here in this place. For Your name's sake, we pray. Amen. Number 77 in our white books. 77, I don't know if somebody can give us a couple measures introduction so at least we're on the right key, or pluck a string or something for me. If you have a testimony tonight, you feel the Lord's just laying something on your heart, maybe particular to prayer, answers to prayer, please share that with us.
Soul, are you weary and troubled? Well, I through death into life everlasting. He passed and we follow him there. Over us sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, the throne in his wonderful face. Let us
Jesus.
is so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust Him and His Word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know the same.
Lord, we thank you that you have proven yourself over and over and over again in each of our lives. And as your body, your church, Lord, you have just shown the evidence of your love and your mercy and your goodness, oh God, in us and through us, Lord. And Lord, there's nothing deserving of it on our part. There's nothing worthy of it on our part. But Lord, in your great love and your great kindness, Lord, you have been so good to us, Lord. And we're so thankful, Lord, that you don't ask us for a blind faith. And the faith, oh God, that you require is really based on what you've shown us already in the past. And you just encourage us to take a step out and believe that you're able to continue to do great things in us and through us and around us if we would continue to walk in lockstep with your spirit, oh God, and with your will and with your way. And so, Lord, we just ask for your help even to do that, because, Lord, even that is a struggle for us. And we're so thankful that Christ in us is that hope of glory, Lord. And you are in us, Lord. And you even help us to pray. And you help us to know how to pray and what to pray for. And Lord, when we don't even have the words to utter, Lord, you pray through us by your spirit. Oh God, Lord, just let us be emptied of self tonight, oh God. Let us be a vessel, oh God, that's meet for your use, even in a way to pray that is in such faith and in such unity with your heart and your spirit and your will and your way and what you desire to do in this moment, in this time, in this season, at this camp, oh God, in our churches, in the church of Jesus throughout the world, oh God, in the midst of what might be chaos and confusion and uncertainty. Lord, you have a purpose and you have a plan. God, let us know, oh God, through your spirit. And Lord, as we pray, let there be a peace that passes all understanding, that we would not be an anxious church, a worried church, a confused church, a divided church, oh God, but your spirit, oh Lord, would rule and reign in and through your people. Lord, start with us tonight here. In your name we pray, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.